Welcome to the Undercooked Podcast. I'm your host with the most, Xander Fresh, and I have my awesome friend, who I've known for a while, my guest host for today, John. That's J-A-N, Jan, okay?
But it's okay. Pronounced John.
But it's pronounced John, but there's people out there that say Jan, and it's hilarious. Eric, we're talking to you. But before we start the podcast, just a quick shout out to my boy Thovo Beats on SoundCloud.com. He made the intro for the podcast, the new intro, and it's amazing. So go check him out on SoundCloud. It's T-H-O-V-O Beats. So yeah, it's cool. So, Joseph couldn't be here today because he had some type of dental emergency. So he has a hole in his jaw, which is great. Good, because he talks too much anyway. You know, we're just going to do it, me and John today. John was supposed to be the guest host, but I guess he's the co-host now. So that's cool. That's cool. Mm-hmm. I'm not tripping. So once again, thank you for tuning in to the Undercooked Podcast. We're here in the Undercooked Media Studio, and we're about to start this podcast. Today, we will be talking about internet haters, a.k.a. internet trolling. Suggestion given to me by someone from my Twitter. Sorry, I'll shout you out if I can find your Twitter name, but somebody from my Twitter said, let's talk about internet haters today. So that's what we're doing. We're gonna start off with a little story I have. One of my favorite artists that I listen to, Wiz Khalifa. Okay. He was doing a live show on Ustream, and I asked him what he thought about internet trolls, not thinking he was going to reply, but he saw my comment and he replied, and he said, and I quote, "People think you can say whatever you want on the internet. Check yourself. If it's cool to support, it's not cool to hate." So that kind of like put everything into perspective for me. So everybody on the internet that's hating is essentially not doing anything productive, in my opinion.
Dang it.
What?
I got nothing, but first of all, like, usually people hate because they're like anonymous on the internet, so
right.
That's not stopping them. Plus,
I agree.
Some people, like, it doesn't matter if they think it's cool or not, but it's just something that keeps them going on the internet. I guess that's what they do. You can't stop them.
But why hate when you can support someone?
I don't know.
Why say that your YouTube video sucks when you can say, hey, liked your video, here's what I didn't like. Or, hey, loved your video, keep doing what you're doing. Even if there's nothing that you can see that's consistently wrong in a video, which, I mean, it's each person's own creative vision of what they want to do. So you're not really in the position to tell them whether they're doing something wrong or not. It's just you either hate or you support. And there's way more haters, as we know, than there are supporters. And I think that's in turn to, once again, the anonymity on the internet and not having to pay for or have any consequences of your actions. Which is exactly what Wiz Khalifa was referring to. He was, he was like, you need to check yourself because back in the day when he was coming up, when the internet was just like, when YouTube and Twitter and everything was just coming up, he said that it was more people supporting than there was not supporting. And then something, the anonymity, whether them being jealous or them like wanting to do what he's doing but not being able to, that type of factor probably plays a big part in what these trolls, quote unquote trolls, are doing. And trolls is just like, it was coined on YouTube, like a troll is just, you know, like what a troll is, and that's what they kind of call like internet haters now. So they call them trolling. And when you're being a troll, you're either being like, you're either sarcastically trolling and you're just playing a joke, or you actually are a troll and you're like hating on someone, which, you know, check yourself.
And plus, another thing about the haters or trolls on the internet, like, I think they do it because when there are some haters on the internet, they get some attention, you know?
True. So if the creator was to respond to a hater, then he gets the attention he wants.
Yeah.
True. I like that point. And that's very true on Twitter. Like, people will people will comment to famous people and they'll like tweet at them. Once they tweet, they'll reply to their tweet saying, hey, like, F you, or like, hey, like, go S my D or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Then if that person was to respond, which most of the responses are very sarcastic, like but any type of response, don't feed the trolls.
Yeah, I know. It just
don't
it
feed
just
them.
Makes them hate more or just play their game.
It drives them because what they really wanted was a reply from you. Mm-hmm. That's what they wanted. Like whether you acknowledging them or whether you like telling them to stop, it's them getting attention. And then people who see that tweet that he replied to, they'll tweet at you, and then you might get followers or whatever from that if they're trolling like you, but. It's whatever. It's just to expand your social media, which social media should not be used for that. Social media should be used for self-branding and not your diary, in my opinion. But that's just me. Anything else?
No.
All right, I think we covered this very well. If you have any questions on internet trolls, feel free to email me at xander_b@icloud.com. That's Xander, xander_b@icloud.com. And if you have any questions throughout the show about anything, feel free to tweet at me at TheRealXanderB, or if you know me personally, hit me up on Facebook or text me. but no one really listens to this shit, but it's all right.
And no hating.
No, just stop hating. Just support, bro. Okay, that brings us to our first segment of the show called Breaking This Week. This is a new segment because this is a new show. And Breaking This Week, title explains it all. It's just stories that I found that are interesting this week, and usually there's two episodes a week, but so it'll basically be like the past 5 days from the point where this is posted. So this is usually posted like 2 days after it's recorded, so yeah. And the YouTube version, which we're working on getting up, there won't be a YouTube version for this yet, but the next one there should be a YouTube version for, video wise so I apologize for that. We're having issues. What the hell was I even talking about? Anyway, Breaking This Week is a segment, just top stories that I found interesting. And they'll be different every episode, so don't worry. So taking it with our first story. John, would you take the honors, please? Read the...
All right. So Wiz Khalifa arrested for possession of 0.5 grams of marijuana in...
Let's emphasize 0.5, by the way. Okay. Yeah. I mean figures, right? Figures.
Yeah.
He was released on $300 bail, but mysteriously took a jail selfie.
How does that happen?
How do you get a cell phone into a holding cell? Anyway, so he posted, basically, he took a picture of himself, and then he took a picture of the door, and he used the hashtag #FreeTrapWiz, which refers to his new mixtape that he released right after getting out of jail. He released a mixtape, because I guess he was mad or something, but great mixtape. But they were all cool. He had charges of possession, which he has to deal with, but now the El Paso authorities are looking into or investigating internally of how he got the cell phone into his holding cell, because all inmates are stripped of all of their possessions as they come into booking.
Wait, is security that well in El Paso anyways?
What?
Or is it like...
What?
Is it even that great in El Paso?
What?
The security, like...
It's a sheriff station. I think it was a sheriff station. So, like...
It wouldn't be that...
It's great. Same everywhere in the country. It's regulated.
Okay.
So, the same thing happens in California. Should happen. Laws are different, but, the holding cells and just the process of booking and fingerprinting and then putting it into the holding cell is the same process everywhere. But I think it's... there's lots of theories on how he did it. But I think... The simplest one explains it.
Which is?
They missed it, and he was able to bring it into the cell with him.
How do they miss it?
I don't know how they... the other theory, I think, one of the leading theories... I'm acting like this is, like, a huge thing. One of the leading theories on this is that one of the officers was a fan, and he just let him have his phone into the cell. That's the other thing. So they're investigating...
That would make sense, too.
Exactly. So they're investigating those two possibilities, or... He might have just had a backup phone, like, on the inside of his thigh. I don't know.
Inside of his thigh.
You know. They were checking. They're like, no, that's not a cell phone. That's something else. So you better not. Sexual harassment charges, you feel me? Anyway, so...
Wait. So He posted this like during.
He posted this while he was in jail, by the way. So the moment that he posted it, he was in jail, but authorities didn't see it until after he was released. Because it got so many, it got all like 55,000 retweets, which is not a lot to, I mean, it's a lot. Not a lot crazy. Compared to Ellen and everybody, or you know, that Oscar thing. But yeah, okay. I mean, it's almost at 100,000, okay. Which is a lot.
And
if you look through the rest of his pictures on Twitter, like they'll get between like 5 to 9,000, 10,000. So this was because the story broke. This is why I got so many. Anyway, so they found out that he was doing that. Moving on, next headline. Macaulay Culkin storms off stage after drunk fans interrupt his kazoo solo. For those of you who don't know, Macaulay Culkin is the kid off of Home Alone. He's not a kid anymore, but he was the kid off of the Home Alone movies. The first two or three, I think. And then after that, it just went downhill. But he has a band called the Pizza Underground touring in the UK right now.
And, what kind of music do they play, actually?
It's a rock band.
Okay.
And we all know that he's had his like drug history, so he's kind of like that guy now.
Yeah.
But you know that the fame got to him at some point. So yeah, he has a band called the Pizza Underground, and the headline explains the rest. A drunk fan threw a beer can at him, and Macaulay Culkin then replies, "I would rather drink that," and then he storms off stage while he was playing his kazoo. For those of you who don't know what a kazoo is, Google it. It's hilarious.
So that's his main thing in the band? He's playing the kazoo?
Shit, I don't know. It's stupid. Moving on. Floyd Mayweather versus T.I. Floyd Mayweather and T.I. duke it out in the Fatburger in Las Vegas, apparently after Floyd said something offensive about T.I.'s wife. Which he later apologized after writing this. He did apologize, apparently. So,
okay.
Good for Floyd.
they have a fighter over there with chairs.
Oh yeah, chairs. They threw chairs. What's up with rappers and always having like chairs in their arguments? Like the Chris Brown, Frank Ocean thing happened with chairs. Anyway, whatever.
well, the first thing I thought was when you said about chairs. Floyd Mayweather is a boxer. Yeah. Using a chair in a fight?
What? So, is he a wrestler now? Can we
No, not a wrestler. I'm a boxer.
Can we demote him into a wrestler now since he used a chair in the fight? That'd be great.
Yeah.
Okay. Moving on. Next headline.
All right. Drone delivered pizza?
Drones deliver pizza in Mumbai's Francisco's Pizzeria, and it claims to deliver pizza by drone. And we just watched the video on YouTube. If you just search Francisco's Pizzeria, Mumbai, that's Mumbia in India. If you search that, you'll find the video. And it's kind of like a trailer for a movie.
Yeah, yeah.
And
man, I want some pizza now.
I want some pizza too. We can't even get drone pizza in the United States. Shit. But whether this is real or not, I don't know. Like we were talking about before we started recording.
Yeah, I mean, man, Amazon doesn't even deliver drones.
Yeah,
yet,
so is it automatic or is it hand controlled? Is my question. Is it GPS or is it hand controlled? Because Amazon is gonna be GPS. It's gonna be a It's gonna be an unmanned thing.
Yeah,
where they deliver packages. Yeah. So. And rounding off our segment breaking this week, we have another marijuana related story. Zayn Malik and Louis Tomlinson they had a video leaked of them smoking marijuana, apparently. And earlier this week, a video of our beloved One Direction bandmates smoking what rumor has it to be marijuana has not been confirmed whether it was marijuana or not, but there is a video of what is suspected to be marijuana. Oh no, wow. Like,
what's
wrong
with that? You see a
so
lot of
you're telling rappers. Me, so you're telling me that a 20-year-old bandmate, just very famous, just a band in general, was smoking marijuana? What?
That's crazy.
I'm shocked.
I believe it.
Never say never. Okay.
Hey, wrong person, dude.
Wrong person. Yeah, so that happened. I'm not surprised. I don't even care.
I mean, who cares? I mean, you see a
lot
of people.
Dude, it was trending on Twitter. You have no idea. Like the fandom was split, bro. Like they were like, they started a cut for Zayn and Louis on Twitter.
Really?
Yeah, and I don't know whether that started from 4chan like it did before when it was cut for Bieber.
Okay.
When he was caught doing the same thing. So I don't know if 4chan started this or not, but it was a trending topic on Twitter for a very long time. And I'm...
Are they hating on him or what?
No. Well...
Support him?
No, they're like, no, don't do this or we'll cut ourselves. Ugh, what the care about us. Yeah, like 12-year-old girls, I don't even give two shits about them. Anyway, sorry. If you are a 12-year-old listener, go do something productive with your life.
And to make it seem like they're their parents. You can't do this. You can't do that. Fuck.
Yeah. I'm going to have to bleep that, but it's okay. Just kidding. We're uncut. We're raw, remember?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that ends our breaking this week. Tune in next week when we talk about your mom. Moving on to our next segment. What's trending? The weekly segment where we talk about trending topics on Twitter taken directly from Twitter. Today we have two interesting ones. We have the trending topic of Pawn Stars, and we have the trending topic of hashtag before Twitter. Before Twitter, hashtag before Twitter. So, let's talk about the Pawn Stars first. Me, personally, I love the Pawn Stars.
Well, in my opinion, I really don't like that show.
Did you know that Chumlee on that show, the fat one? Sorry, I mean, he's...
Wait, they're all...
Shut up. I know. Chumlee, the innocent, like, you know, like the one that always getting in trouble, the puppy of the group, what I mean? Chumlee, if you listen to this, I love you. You're my favorite character. I hate Rick. I know we can both start an I Hate Rick club. Rick, if you're listening to this, use your money for something good. Anyway, stop listening to, actually, listen to my podcast. Retweet it for me, please. Anyway, I went off on a huge tangent right there. But yeah, my favorite character would definitely have to be Chumlee. But did you know that there was a rumor started about him where apparently he died?
No.
And I think people still troll him on his Instagram about it. Like they always, whenever he posts a picture, they always do like a hashtag rip chum. And then there's always other people in there that go, "Duh, that's not true. He's still alive. He's still posting pictures." But it was a hoax that he died. And yeah.
Why would anyone start that?
Anyone start a death hoax of Will Smith?
Oh.
Which happened? These hoaxes happen all the time.
I don't know.
What do you gain out of it? I don't know. Just like the satisfaction of making people miserable? I don't know.
So it's back to the haters thing.
Exactly. See? In this podcast, we always link everything back together like a good, well-rounded essay.
Yeah.
Fucks with your boys. Alright. You don't have a favorite? You don't like the show at all, though? Or you don't have a favorite, sorry, character at all?
No. Wait, in Pawn Stars?
Yeah, in Pawn Stars.
I don't watch it because I don't like it, dude.
Okay, alright.
It's because a bunch of people get ripped off in that show.
That's business. Moving on. Hashtag before Twitter. And I understand that for you, this doesn't really matter because you've never been a Twitter person at all.
Nope.
You're not even an Instagram person.
Nope. I do have an Instagram, but you can look at it. There's only food on there.
Yeah, there's only food. And all of those pictures I was there for. All four of them. Anyway, if you want to follow your boy at Instagram and Twitter, it's just at The Real Xander B. The Real Xander B. Because I'm the real one. All right. Social media plug has ended. Let's move on to what I was originally talking about. Hashtag before Twitter. So, what was life like before Twitter? Before you joined Twitter, at least.
Well, let's see.
Exactly. I'm
still
the
before
same.
Twitter.
Exactly.
Because I still don't have a Twitter.
Awesome. Okay, for me personally, it was interesting. I was very ignorant.
How so?
Because, like, I use Twitter differently from what other people our age may use it for. I use Twitter for self-branding and putting my products out there and just funny tweets. Like, I enjoy coming up with these, like, creative, funny tweets that poke fun at celebrities. Although, I understand the position that celebrities are in. It's just a thing I do. I like to make fun. Like, just recently, just today, I posted Kanye got married this weekend, and his Gold Digger song is now in full shit. So, like, for example, Kanye West was just married this weekend.
Okay.
And his song Gold Digger is now in full irony effect because he married Kim. Exactly. Yeah. See? Funny, right? And then I said, LOL. Sorry, Dad. Okay. Anyway. So before Twitter for me, it was being less informed of things happening around the world, and me just it was different because like I couldn't just like I had so many good ideas I just couldn't just throw them out there.
Wait, so Twitter is pretty much like a daily thing for you?
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, I don't even know what Twitter is, but I guess
you just post daily. Yeah, like it's a daily thing where you post what's happening in your life. If people care enough about you, they'll reply, blah blah blah, they'll retweet. If something's clever and they enjoy it, they'll retweet it. That was kind of life before Twitter for me. Basically, it was before junior year for me. Remember that we're twice removed out of high school at this point.
It means we graduated, not kicked out or anything.
Yeah, exactly. Twice removed. So that was kind of what Twitter was like for me. Let's go, and this was written down about an hour ago. Let's go to Twitter right now and see exactly what's trending. At this exact moment, I'm going in right now. Ooh, someone just followed me. Awesome. Hey, I have exactly 600 followers now. What's up? You guys witnessed it. Okay. We have hashtag Throwback Thursday. We have hashtag Undateable, which we did last week, which I found out eventually was like a TV show. I thought it was just a trending topic, like I'm undateable because I thought it was funny, but okay. It wasn't. We have hashtag Throwback Thursday. We have hashtag NXTT Takeover. What is that? That is WWE. So it's wrestling. Awesome. We have Steve Ballmer trending. Basketball related. We have Paul George, he's from the Pacers. His game last night, game 4 I think it was, between the Heat and the Pacers, it went down to the wire. I know you don't follow NBA, but it was great. They're 3-2 as of recording this podcast right now. Tonight it might go up to 3. If I think Heat wins today, I think they win the series. They win the Eastern Conference, which I don't like because I don't like the Heat. Sorry guys, I don't like the Heat. Anything but the Heat. Sorry. We have new music trending. We have Lance Stevenson trending, and we have Migos trending. Migos is the, you know, they did a song with Justin Bieber, released a song with Migos called "Looking for You." I'm gonna have to listen to this and see how shitty it is. But I actually there's some songs that of Justin Bieber that I enjoy. There's some.
Wait, so he's still putting out some music?
Yes, he is. He just put it out right now. It's trending right now.
Okay.
With Migos, they did the Versace song with Drake. Okay. Or they did the Versace song and then Drake did a remix of it and that just took off their careers took off after that. Mm-hmm. Which was cool. So it's called "Looking for You," Justin Bieber featuring Migos. So go check that out if you're ready for your ears to bleed. And with that, we'll end our podcast today at about 20 minutes, so we're pretty good. So we kept the attention of the attention. And with that, we end the podcast. We don't ask us why we're laughing, but thank you for tuning in. I appreciate the support. If you would like to send in questions, you can email me at xander_b@icloud.com, or you can hit me up on my Twitter or Instagram at TheRealXanderB. John, would you like to plug anything?
I got nothing. I'm not really a social media person, so.
John does the technical stuff on the side of my video, on the YouTube videos, or he will be for this skit that I wrote. It's gonna be tight.
All right.
Yeah, you're gonna be the camera operator.
Okay.
It's gonna be dope. Anyway, so with that, we're gonna sign off here. So thank you for tuning in once again to the Undercooked Podcast. We appreciate your support. I gotta come up with like a good like sign off, but I can't. Bye.
Okay. Bye. I'm good.